Welcome to the Dominican News Online Week in Review for the week May 1st to the 5th. I'm your reader, Nicole Georges-Bennett. In the news-making headlines this week, Minister for Public Works and Ports, Miriam Blanchard, has stated that 95% of those employed in the construction of the new West Bridge were Dominicans, which was in keeping with government's objective of creating employment. Speaking at the official opening ceremony of the bridge on Monday, May 1st in Roseau, the minister said the construction of this bridge was based on the Build Back Better principle and has brought about government's commitment to employing locals. She said, "It was as a means to improving the standard of living and quality of life, and I wish to assure you today that at least 95% of the works on the project was carried out by Dominicans." She added that 253 Dominicans were employed on the $18 million project. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrot has said the commissioning of the new West Bridge in Roseau is the first phase in modernizing the nation's capital, which will be the envy of the Caribbean. He said funds for the project will come from Dominica's Citizenship by Investment Program. "The bridge we are commissioning is the first phase of what is earmarked to become the gradual and deliberate modernization of Roseau," the Prime Minister assured. He said he is determined to lay and leave a foundation of a new Dominican capital that will not only be the envy of the Caribbean, but the pride and joy of every Dominican resident at home and abroad. Prime Minister Skerrit also said that government is in a position to announce as early as this year's budget a regime of incentives geared at encouraging property owners in Roseau to upgrade and enhance their residencies and places of business. Melange Travel and Lifestyle magazine, based in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, was pleased to feature Dominica's very own singing sensation, Mikel Henderson, in its April 2017 issue. The magazine, which promotes the Caribbean region as the ideal place to vacation, highlights Caribbean culture, food, fashion, art, people, travel stories, amongst other aspects, providing readers with an all-encompassing view of the beautiful Caribbean region. The magazine can be accessed via the website www.readmelange.com. And the government of Dominica has nominated Dr. Carissa F. Etienne for a second term as director of the Pan-American Sanitary Bureau, the secretariat of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO. PAHO member states will elect the new director during the 29th Pan-American Sanitary Conference, scheduled for September 25th to the 29th, 2017, in Washington, D.C. As required by PAHO's constitution, the director will have a 5-year term of office and cannot be re-elected more than once. The new term of office will begin on 1st February 2018 and end on 31st January 2023. The submission deadline for nominations was May 1st. All documents supporting Dominica's nomination will be translated into the organization's 4 official languages and made available to all PAHO member states, participating states, and associate members on or before 1st June 2017. Dominican Curtis Blondell, an accomplished landscape designer in Britain, has designed a commemorative garden in London which captures the spirit of Crimean war nurse Mary Seacole. The newly erected statue of Seacole outside St. Thomas's Hospital in central London, across the River Thames from the Houses of Parliament, is surrounded by the specially commissioned garden. Seacole was a Jamaican-born nurse who brought medical comfort to soldiers injured in the Crimean War, and the garden, as well as the statue, is a tribute to her life and work. Negotiations are ongoing for the construction of a government administrative building in the town of Portsmouth. This was announced by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit at a recent town hall meeting. Prime Minister Skerrit said there is an influx of government offices in Portsmouth and people are unaware of their locations. He revealed that this new government administrative building will be constructed and financed by the Dominica Social Security and will be leased by government. The new building will include an office for the Prime Minister so that there will be no need for individuals to have to travel to Roseau to meet with him. He also stated that the government administrative building will also include a sub-treasury, the DSS office, the education office, the office of the parliamentary representative, the post office, and conference facilities. Minister for Kalinago Affairs Cassius Daru has issued a challenge for local historians to rewrite the history of the Kalinago people, the nation's first inhabitants. He made this call at the opening ceremony of the Dominica Festival of Arts, Dumfesta, at the Old Mill Cultural Center on May 3rd, during which the second edition of a magazine on Kalinago heritage was released. Kalinago Heritage Volume 2 covers various aspects of Kalinago heritage, including architecture, language, cuisine, carnival, and education. He said, with the renaming from Carib to Kalinago, which is a significant stride in presenting the true identity of the indigenous people and the commencement of retelling the Kalinago history, I therefore challenge local historians to start focusing on and rewriting of the original people's history. Darra said, however, that while the magazine documents aspects of the rich cultural heritage which were not published in previous volumes, there are other aspects to be told. And a man who built an aircraft in his garage in Cochrane has died. Daniel Runstrom passed away at the Princess Margaret Hospital on Tuesday, April 25th. He was a pilot, world traveler, and longtime resident of Dominica. He was born July 1, 1925, in Stockholm, Sweden. Runstrom's illustrious career included a stint as chief pilot for the King of Yemen. He retired to Dominica in 1990, built a house in Cochrane, and proceeded to build a small garage where he constructed the first airplane ever built in Dominica. His story is told in the film A Celebration of Flight, which can be seen on YouTube. And those were the headlines for this week. For details of these and other stories, please review DominicaNewsOnline.com. Our music theme is from Ithaca Studios. I'm Nicole Georges-Bennett. Thank you for listening.